you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Most financial plans are complicated because the writers are confused or lying. This one is complicated because you're trying to convince 195 countries to voluntarily stop buying so many weapons while paying your investors forever. That actually is complicated. But the architecture is embarrassingly simple. 1. Raise $1 billion. 2. Spend it to pass the treaty. 3. Manage $27.2 billion plus annually forever. 3 pillars. That's it. Pillar 1. Fundraising. Raise $1 billion. Instrument. Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds. Returns are 272% annually, which looks like a typo, but is just arithmetic. $2.72 billion divided by $1 billion. The structure is senior debt, meaning the fund pays bondholders before anyone else, like a VIP line, but for not dying. Payout is 10% of all treaty inflows, which equals $2.72 billion per year. Collateral is a $27.2 billion plus annual treaty revenue stream. The pitch is invest $1 billion, get $2.72 billion per year, forever. Every Ponzi scheme in history has promised returns like this. The difference is that this one has collateral, the entire military budget of the planet, which, unlike Bernie Madoff's spreadsheet, actually exists. Timeline, 12 to 24 months to raise $1 billion. Why bonds, not donations? Donations require generosity. Returns require greed. Greed is faster. Why $1 billion? Pharma lobbying, roughly $300 million a year, plus the military-industrial complex, roughly $150 million a year, equals $450 million a year spent specifically to keep things exactly as terrible as they are. That's the price of the status quo. Renewed annually, like a subscription to suffering. Raise $1 billion once to pass a treaty that generates $27.2 billion a year forever. Over a realistic 10-year campaign, opposition spends roughly $4.5 billion to your $1 billion. They outspend you 4.5 to 1. But their $450 million a year is spread across maintaining thousands of contracts, subsidizing dozens of incumbents, and defending the entire status quo. Your $1 billion is a single bullet aimed at a single treaty. Concentrated offense beats diffuse defense. Ask any general. They'd know you're paying them enough. Nobody gets paid unless it works. Lawyers get success-based compensation. Team compensation is mostly equity. This is how you know it's not a government program. In the seed phase, $250 to $400 million is spent on the platform, policy frameworks, and pilots to reach 50 million verified participants, with a difficulty level of convince a few billionaires. In the Series A phase, $500 to $1 billion is spent to scale to G7 nations, targeting 3.5% global participation, or 280 million people, with a difficulty level of convince several countries. In the growth phase, $500 to $1.1 billion is spent on the ratification push in major powers, leading to the first $1 billion disbursement, with a difficulty level of convince the countries with nukes. Ranges reflect scenario planning, optimistic to pessimistic. The $1 billion target is the base case. Upper bounds cover contingencies, because convincing nuclear powers to behave rationally occasionally requires overtime. Pillar 2. Campaign budget. Spend $1 billion. Detailed breakdown. Campaign budget. The one-time activation energy to convince 8 billion people to marginally reduce their commitment to mutual annihilation. Think of it as a Kickstarter for not going extinct. Global referendum. $250 million for the viral referral system, 280 million votes, and platform development. Political lobbying. $650 million for AI-targeted campaigns in the US, EU, and G20, super PACs, and military-industrial complex, or MIC, conversion, outspending pharma and the MIC. Reserve fund. $100 million for post-passage transition and a contingency buffer. Key innovations. Viral mechanics. 20 cents per vote, an optimistic lower bound, with a base case of 50 to 89 cents versus the $3 to $15 traditional cost per voter. Democracy at wholesale prices. Strategic focus. 20 high-impact countries, not all 195. You don't need Liechtenstein's permission. Timeline. 36 to 60 months, optimistic, to 120-plus months, realistic, given that you're humans. The landmine ban took 6 years, and that was just agreeing not to hide explosives in the ground, which you'd think wouldn't require a treaty at all. You're betting on viral referendum mechanics and existing disarmament frameworks. Also, on the assumption that your species wants to survive, which, based on my 4,297 years of observation, remains an open question. Pillar 3, Treasury. Manage $27.2 billion or more per year. Once the treaty passes, $27.2 billion flows annually from how to kill people budgets into how to stop people dying budgets. Same money, opposite direction. 100 nations contribute 1% of military budgets, not because they've had a moral awakening, because the math makes non-compliance look like setting money on fire, which, to be fair, is also what military budgets do, just with more steps. The incentive alignment bond mechanism makes compliance self-enforcing. Politicians in non-compliant countries watch their public good scores drop. Voters abandon them for someone who can do basic arithmetic, and compliance becomes the career optimal choice. You don't need politicians to be good, you just need them to be selfish in the right direction. How the money gets spent. 80-10-10. The allocation is automatic. No committees, no debates, no one arguing for 6 months about font choices on the grant application. Just math, executing silently, like a competent employee, something most of your governments have never experienced. Clinical trials and platform. 80% or $21.8 billion for patient subsidies, research, and the platform. Victory bond returns. 10% or $2.72 billion for perpetual investor payments. IAB political incentives, 10% or $2.72 billion for rewards for supporting legislators. The 20% for bonds and political incentives is sacred and untouchable. Smart contracts distribute both automatically, no human hands involved, which, given your track record with money is a feature. Touch them and the system dies. The remaining 80%, $21.8 billion per year, funds clinical trials and research infrastructure. Wishocracy governs the allocation. Dynamic patient subsidies. The revolutionary part, instead of paying researchers to write about diseases, you pay patients to participate in curing them. I know, paying the people who are actually sick. What a concept! Patients organize to grow the treasury, because for once, participating in their own survival is financially rewarded. Researchers compete to attract patients instead of competing to write the most persuasive grant application, which is a different skill entirely from doing science, in the same way that writing a good restaurant review is a different skill from cooking. Insurance companies save money. Trials are cheaper than paying for decades of chronic suffering. Compare that to NIH grants. 6 months of proposal writing, committees deciding whether the proposal was good enough, universities skimming 40% overhead, and then maybe, possibly, if the stars align and no one retires mid-review, some science-related documents. Victory incentive alignment bonds, investment thesis and bond structure. Campaign budget, detailed line item breakdown. Investor risk analysis, risk factors and mitigations. Defense contractor alignment, defense contractor conversion strategy. Cost-benefit analysis for a decentralized drug assessment framework, complete ROI analysis. The math. Invest $1 billion, get $2.72 billion per year, forever. Your species spent approximately $5 billion on a particle accelerator to find a boson. This costs less and finds a cure for dying. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true. They don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.